Well, the idea was simple enough. Get homeless folks running, because in the course of that simple act, folks regain some sense of dignity, they set goals, and they set themselves out on a new road. Ann Mellum is the founder of Back on My Feet. After launching in Philadelphia in 2007, the organization has expanded across the country. Ann has led the organization to grow to a staff of 45 full-time pros with thousands of volunteers and hundreds of members. She'll be speaking at TEDx KC next Tuesday at the Kauffman Center, and the idea of what she's doing just caught our eye, and we wanted to have her on. And Ann Mellum, so good to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to begin with a story of your life, because you say, Ann, that by the age of 12, you had your life planned out. You had education, a great good job, a great husband in mind, 2.5 kids, the whole works. Then at age 16, everything changed with a revelation from your father. What happened?
Yeah, it was, I grew up in North Dakota, and I did have my whole life planned out from a very early age. I thought it was going to be so simple and so perfect.
Yeah.
And yeah, when I was 16, I got a really hard dose of reality to what my dad's life was really like, and learned he'd been struggling with gambling for the past few years of his life.
You said gambling.
Which ended up tearing apart my family. That wasn't my dad's first introduction to addiction. He went through drug and alcohol recovery when I was really young. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for my mom, you know, she had vivid memories of that, and this was just something that she didn't think she could endure. So I had a really difficult time accepting that about my father, accepting that my parents were getting separated. That definitely wasn't part of my plan, and really emotionally shook me up a bit.
And you say that in looking for an outlet to deal with your anger, you took up running. Why not, right? I mean, now sports had always been a part of your life, but why running? What drew you to that, Ann?
So I had so much negative energy just sort of sitting inside my body, and I had to get it out. And so I thought, you know, I don't need to get other people to run with me. It's something I can do on my own time. And so that's exactly what I did. And I really quickly, thankfully, learn the lessons that sport teaches you around taking things one step at a time, knowing that we're all going to be on difficult roads at some point, and we have choices to make when that happens. You can either persevere and push and challenge yourself and know and trust that there are smoother and flatter roads up ahead, or you can make excuses the rest of your life and turn around and go the other way, or go left or go right. And I knew that I had enough excuses in my pocket with my dad's situation and now the separation of my parents, but I didn't want to be a victim of those decisions, and running really taught me how to be strong and how to just push forward.
Now let's jump ahead to 2007. You're 26 at that point. You're living in Philadelphia, and you've just been offered a great job in the for-profit world. But during all this time, you had continued to run, and it was your regular route that brought a change to your life. Actually, it was some of the regulars along your route that changed things for you. What happened?
Yeah, you know, Steve, running was the only stable thing in my life. And every morning at 5:30, I was out there on the streets because it made me feel so alive. And like most people, we usually come to a point in our lives where we start to question bigger things, right? What am I here for? What's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? And those questions really began to just consume me. And fortunately, the answer for myself was right underneath my feet, that there was a homeless shelter not even a half mile away from my apartment in Philadelphia that I had literally walked by and ran by hundreds of times before and didn't think twice about anything or the people that I saw. But for whatever reason, in May of 2007, there were these jovial 4 to 5 group of men who started to wave at me, and I started to wave back, and pretty soon we had this really fun, sarcastic rapport happening, and it was almost instantaneous when I realized that I was cheating them. You know, here I am running by them and moving my life forward, and they get to stay on that corner. Why am I being selfish? Why don't I share the powerful aspect of this sport and see if it can't help them in the same way that it helped me? And so that was the initial idea, to start a running club for this homeless shelter.
And how many of them took part in that, Ann?
There were 9, but it took a little convincing, not from the 9 who were homeless, but from actually the director of the shelter, who didn't think for a second that these individuals who were homeless would be interested in running. It's almost like a privilege, and to think that they had other things to worry about. And so I had to really convince him that there was going to be an interest, that there was going to be benefits to this, that it would help them feel better about themselves, and that people would actually want to do it. And fortunately, he agreed to at least ask people living in that shelter, and there were 9 amazing guys who said that they wanted to take the step.
That's interesting. We're visiting with Ann Malum. She's a founder of Back on My Feet. That's a group that helps get homeless folks running as a way to sort of get their lives back on track. She'll be speaking at the TEDx Kansas City event next Tuesday at the Kauffman Center. And so as a result of that, you got the idea for this organization called Back on My Feet, which is in how many cities now, Ann?
Yep, we are now we're an official national 501c3 organization. We are in 10 cities, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Indianapolis, Atlanta, New York, Austin, and then we are also opening up in Los Angeles October 28th.
You didn't mention Kansas City, Ann.
I know. I knew I was going to get that question. That you know, we get so much outreach from all over the country, and we've gotten plenty of people reaching out from Kansas City, and we have to figure out how we actually grow faster than we already are, because there are so many people out there in need, and there also are so many compassionate people out there who want to help them.
How does the program work? Walk us through that, because what are the steps that a participant goes through, and what is the goal for each individual who's in the program?
Yeah, the goal is very simple. The idea was never to build a running community within the homeless community. The idea was to use running to create self-sufficiency within the homeless community. So our goals, Steve, are all around helping people move from a state of dependency into one that is independent, and for us, that means having a job and having a home. But it was really apparent that the emotional well-being, the self-esteem, self-value, self-worth, those pieces were missing. And if we don't feel good about ourselves, if we don't like and hopefully love ourselves, it's really challenging to even make the smallest of changes in our own lives. And so to think that people could get out of a state of homelessness when they don't have that confidence, maybe they don't feel like they're deserving or capable, is almost impossible. And so we knew that we had to start there. So the program hasn't changed actually that much from the very beginning. It's become more comprehensive, and we've become better at executing it. But we partner with homeless shelters around the country. We have more than 50 partners that sign a contract with us, and we work with the individuals who are living in those shelters. They agree to run 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5:30 in the morning. We track attendance and mileage and attitude, and that's the way that you actually move forward through our program.
Yeah, I'm just
after
sure.
30 days.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, after 30 days of running with us, if you have a 90% attendance rating, you then move into what we call next steps, which is when you get an individualized, personalized plan for your life. Working with our staff, we create that plan. We help you get through your obstacles, and every member also gets access up to $2,500 of financial aid through our program. That goes to each one of our members, but it goes to a third party.
Wow.
And they can use that money toward anything that's inhibiting them from being self-sufficient.
If these folks are homeless, and where do they get the running shoes?
We provide all of that. Back on My Feet is a $6.5 million organization that is entirely privately funded. So we raise our money through individuals, corporations, events that we actually have created and own and operate. So all of our members get new pairs of shoes. They get shorts, they get pants, they get shirts, they get a whole uniform, and it's really important piece of it. Obviously, we want to make sure they have the proper gear to be able to start this new adventure.
You know, what strikes me about this, too, is, you know, not every homeless person strikes me, and maybe I'm wrong, is in the type of physical shape that lends itself to becoming active runners, you know, in 3 weeks or much less 10 or 12 weeks. Aren't you skimming off a pretty small percentage of homeless folks who might be eligible for a program like this?
There are actually more than you would think. We never, ever claim that, you know, we can fix every aspect of homelessness. And for one, we can't do it alone. We're very collaborative. But yes, anybody in our program has to actually be physically able to run. Many people who join our program do not, you know, have never worked out in the last 20 years of their life. Some of them are very much overweight, and they've never, you know, they haven't had any physical activity in a really long time. That's not somebody that we feel is inhibited from being a part of our program. We work with folks, a lot of our members have active addictions. About 80% of our members actually are struggling from some kind of addiction. You know, there's mental illness, there is, frankly, the economy where somebody lost their job and haven't been able to find work. There's all different types of reasons why individuals are homeless. And the number one criteria for joining Back on My Feet is we need to hear you say that you do not want to live in this shelter, that you want to create a better life for yourself, you just don't know how. And we can work with anybody who says that and is willing to put in the work.
Yeah. You know, you just announced that you're relinquishing your role as a CEO of Back on My Feet. What are you going to do next, Ann?
Yeah, I've been the CEO for the past 6 years, and at my core, I am an entrepreneur, I am a creator, I am a builder, and those are the characteristics that I have given to Back on My Feet. And I feel it is time for myself to get to build and create all over again, and for the organization to enter the new phase of its lifespan. And it needs new leadership to be able to do that. I think it's very, very healthy. And fortunately, we've had an amazing board, that an amazing staff that has been very supportive of the transition, and we've been working together. So I am starting, actually going to dip my toes in the for-profit industry. I'm starting a fitness studio, which is hopefully going to be one of many in the D.C. area around a new fitness, revolutionary fitness idea that happened in California called Legree Fitness, and I'm really thrilled to be able to bring the workout to the D.C. area. And I'll also continue to be very involved and Back on My Feet as its founder and as a board member.
Well, Ann Mellon was one of the speakers at this year's TEDx Kansas City event, which takes place next Tuesday evening at 6 at the Coffin Center. The event in Helzberg Hall is sold out, but tickets are still available for the simulcast next door in the Muriel Coffin Theater. Just visit TEDxKC.org for more information. Ann, nice to have you. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.